Every March, Diane and I are blessed to spend the month in sunny Naples, Florida. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. We love the nearby Vanderbilt Beach and walk the beach every morning for an hour and a half. We're so grateful to share this time together. Every year, I comment on how I missed my life's calling as a beach bum. Naples is an upscale city, and most of the people here are retired, successful folks from other parts of the country and seasonal vacationers. I love everything about the area except one thing. In the 20-plus years we've been coming here, I can't believe how unfriendly everyone is. You would think that with the beautiful sunshine and near-perfect sunny days, everyone would be in a grateful, cheerful mood, but that doesn't seem to be the case. People are always complaining about something. Somewhere along the way, being grateful for your blessings has disappeared. And what do they complain about? Well, here's a sample of what I heard in just one day. A wealthy woman complained that her smartphone battery wasn't lasting as long as it should. She blamed the sales clerk at the phone store. A man complained that his drink flag was up at the Ritz-Carlton for over 5 minutes before the waiter arrived. He wanted his drink for free. A woman at the coffee shop complained that the foam heart on her cappuccino was misshapen and wanted it replaced. A young girl arrived at Dunkin' Donuts in her daddy's Tesla and ordered a jelly donut with the jelly on the side. And she was disturbed that they couldn't fulfill her request. She reluctantly took the regular jelly donut with the jelly inside and paid for it with Apple Pay on her iPhone 10. An elderly woman complained that there would be a 30-minute wait to be seated in a popular restaurant. Her husband offered, "What else do you have to wait for besides death?" I kind of liked him. As I walk the beach, I smile and say good morning to everyone I pass. And of the many people I recently greeted one morning, only one responded with a good morning reply. Most ignored me, turned their heads away, or even worse, looked at me in disgust. My point is that even in arguably the sunniest pretty city on the Gulf Coast, people can't seem to say good morning. And for some reason, they're always finding something to complain about. Gratitude and humility just don't seem to exist. I was almost ready to give up on humanity when I had an encounter with a migrant worker. His skin was dark and stained from too much sun exposure. His hands were chapped and cut, his clothes dirty from the fields. As we made eye contact, I smiled and said, "Hello." "Hello," he quickly responded. "How are you?" was my automatic response. He paused for a moment, raised his hands toward heaven, tipped back his head, and rolled his eyes skyward, and didn't say a thing, not a single word. But without speaking, he spoke volumes. Without saying a word, I heard, "Thank you, God, for my life. Thank you, God, for being able to support my family. Thank you for all the blessings you have given me." Without speaking, he restored my faith in humanity. This man understands that all we have is a gift from God, and gratitude and humility lead to happiness. Quite a contrast, right? So I ask you, who's happier? On one of our beach walks, Diane and I agreed that for the entire vacation, we were not going to complain about anything. And every time one of us complained, okay, it was usually me, she would stop me and I would have to say something that I was grateful for. After a while, it became second nature. I can honestly say that when you're conscious of your complaining and make an effort to stop and instead find something to be thankful for, it really works. Hey, why not give it a try? This is Tony Agnese.